Hi everybody, I'm at the OpenStack booth at FOSDEM and I'm talking to...
Aurelian.
Hi, and what is OpenStack?
OpenStack is a project managed... I'm sorry, I'm very bad at this.
Take your time, there's no rush.
Okay, OpenStack is aimed to bring a kind of AWS from Amazon inside your walls. So you can keep your workload inside your walls.
So it's a private cloud.
Yeah, it's the main, I would say, private cloud system you can have in your company.
Okay, so this is a, say an intern large corporation has a data center and they wanted to be able to provide AWS-like services, then we could deploy OpenStack.
Yes, OpenStack is the main, the principal project you could use to do that.
And is this a supported by one company or is it multiple companies?
So OpenStack is backed by the OpenStack Foundation, which is composed of very large companies. They have support from Red Hat, IBM, I think there's SUSE too. The main Linux distribution vendors, provide OpenStack distribution and OpenStack support and consulting. There's also small companies, like the one I'm working for, providing that kind of support. But the main big Linux companies can help with OpenStack.
Okay, and so how do I deploy it? What do I need? I've got my hardware. What else do I need? Where do I go?
Okay, so if you want to try it at home or just to make a small lab, you can use DevStack, which is a suite of tools made for you to deploy an OpenStack on your laptop. You can deploy a working OpenStack on your laptop. You're not going to have very big performances, but it can give you a hint on how to use the web UI, the APIs, and so on. When you want to go further and deploy that on multiple servers and go more production-like, you can use project like OpenStack Ansible. There's also RDO from Red Hat, which I don't know very well. You can also use vendors distribution like Mariantis OpenStack, or I guess SUSE has their own too.
And the OpenStack itself, is that like the virtualization, or is it the containers, or is it all of the above?
What? OpenStack is a suite of tools. Basically, it exposes you APIs to talk to make a virtualized environment. Behind OpenStack, if you want to know what runs your VM, it can be KMU KVM. It can be Xen. It depends on how you want to implement your OpenStack cluster.
Okay, so it's quite flexible in that.
Yeah, it's very flexible. Also, for the storage of your VMs, there's a component called Cinder, which can be backed by a lot of backend, which can be Ceph for the software-defined storage. It can also be your big appliance, if you have a three-power appliance or big SAN you want to still use, you can do that as well.
And do you support software-defined networking as well?
I'm not very knowledgeable in that, but yeah, OpenStack, the network in OpenStack is managed by Neutron, which is software-defined network because it uses OpenVSwitch. It can use OpenVSwitch Linux namespaces to do switching and routing between instances inside your OpenStack cloud.
Okay, very good. So what's your involvement with the project?
I'm not involved a lot in the project itself, but I worked with OpenStack daily for a customer, and I wanted to be here to tell people about OpenStack, explain them what it is. Like, people are asking, oh, I got GPU boxes I want to share with people. Can I share them with OpenStack? Can I expose them with OpenStack? So, yeah, it's interesting to share that knowledge.
Cool, very good. So do you know what the plans are for OpenStack during the year? Are there any events coming up or any developer conferences that we need to know about?
The main OpenStack Summit is going to take place in Boston in May. There's also going to be a smaller, more very, very technical meeting in Milano, I think, very, very soon. And in November, next OpenStack Summit will be in Australia.
Oh, very good. Okay, enjoy the rest of the show, and thank you very much for filling people in on what OpenStack is.
Thank you, have a good day.